left Mississippi briefly in World War I. Though he was rejected by the U.S. Army because he was too short, he managed to join the British Royal Air Force in Canada. But the war ended before he could get to Europe. He pretended otherwise and made up tales portraying himself as a war hero with harrowing experiences of battle and valor. He sported a mustache in those years, affected a British accent, and changed the spelling of his name, adding a U to Faulkner. His friends recognized him as a great storyteller.
Bill told some of his lies. He told one about how when he was in Canada training for flight, something happened to the airplane. Anyway, he landed upside down inside the hangar. You know that of heard this story. And he said, did you ever try to drink a bottle of whiskey when you were sitting upside down in the top of a hangar? You know, we were just agog, country girls. And he said, well, that's what happened. Said, I died.
In 1924, he went to New Orleans, planning to work for a newspaper. Instead, he met the writer Sherwood Anderson and began publishing verse and criticism in The Double Dealer, an experimental magazine. A year later, he was back in Oxford, and now he began to write about it. He was paying very close attention to how people around him thought and talked, and was registering their experiences for his own work. His first book, a collection of poems, had been published in 1924. Two well-received novels followed. And by the late 20s, he was at work on the four-generation saga of the doomed Sartoris family. Perhaps his greatest creation was the place they lived, Yaknapatawpha County. It was the Chickasaw word for the Yaknee River that runs south of Oxford. And in dozens of novels and stories, Yaknapatawpha was the background for the intertwining, often violent experiences of rogues and rednecks, farmers and soldiers, whites, blacks, and mulattoes, people of all ages and backgrounds. Their stories make up what Faulkner called the tragic fable of Southern history, the only subject worth the agony and sweat of the artist, he once said, is the human heart in conflict with itself. He shunned literary circles in big cities and isolated himself with his family in Oxford, placing stories in Collier's and the Saturday Evening Post, and publishing novels like Sanctuary, As I Lay Dying, and The Sound and the Fury. In Oxford, he was considered eccentric. He drank heavily, and some called him Count No Account because of his arrogant behavior. Writer Shelby Foote remembered him in a 1979 interview.
If you came to Oxford in the late 30s, say, and down on the square you asked someone where William Faulkner lived, he would be apt to turn his head and spit. The town resented Sanctuary, for instance, when Faulkner was known as a corncob man. And they thought he was sullying the atmosphere.
Because his books weren't big sellers, for most of his career, Faulkner was very poor. To pay the bills in the 30s and 40s, he sometimes reluctantly went to Hollywood and worked as a screenwriter. MGM made a feature film of his novel Intruder in the Dust.